Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Krisos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosas Rabbas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeich Ravan, Reziv Kogon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing those who are Chayv Achatos. And as we learned earlier, with the majority of the 36 Krisos mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, one is only Chayv Achatos if they did it B'Shoigig, not B'Mezid. So the Mishnah tells us, Amrulai, let's say they told him, meaning two Edim told the fellow, Achalta Chalev, you ate Chalev, forbidden fats. So maybe Chatos, he would have to bring Chatos. Now let's say Eid Omer Achav, Eid Omer Loy Achal. One Eid said he did, and one Eid said that he did not eat. Or a woman said he ate and a different woman said that he did not eat. So maybe Asham Tali brings an Asham Tali, which is brought when he's Iver Besafik. He doesn't know if he was Iver over here. It's a Safik. One said yeah, one said no. So he brings an Asham Tali. Now let's say Eid Omer Achal. One Eid said that he ate. Vuhu Omer Lo Achalti. He says I did not eat. Potter, he's Potter. Now let's say Shnaim Omer Achal. Two said that he ate. Vuhu Omer Lo Achalti. He says I did not eat Chaylov. So Rameir Machayev, Rameir is Machayev, and Rameir explains why that is because Imeviu Shnaim Lidei Misa Chamura Leviu Da Karban Hakal. If two people could bring him to Misa, meaning if two people came and said that Reuven killed Shimon, and that's very chamur, that's going to be the cause of death penalty for Reuven, wouldn't they for sure be able to bring him to the state that now he has to bring a carbon, which is much more makel? So of course we're going to believe them over him. However, Amrulai the Chum told their mayor, Mayim Yertzolayim Mezida Yisi, if he wants to say that I did it on purpose, then he would be believed, and then he wouldn't have to bring a carbon. As we had said, one only brings a carbon if he did a b'shaygig, not b'mezid, and therefore when he's contradicting the Edim, and he says that he did not eat chalev, we believe him. Continue to discuss this. Mishnah Beis tells us, let's say he ate two different kezesim of chalev in one halama, one lapse of awareness, meaning he didn't realize it was chalev or the chalev is asur, and he ate two separate kezesim of chalev. He's only chayav one chatos because it was in the same lapse of awareness. However, if he ate chalev, forbidden fats, and then he also had dam, which is blood, and he had noiser, which is leftovers of a carbon, and he also had pigel, which is when a carbon has a particular psol, and all of these he's going to be chayav a chatos for if he does, and he did them all in one lapse of awareness, chayav al kol echad v'echad, he's chayav for each and every one, because each one is a separate lav. And zechar b'minim harbi min echad. This is a chomer we find with multiple minim, with multiple types, over one min. As we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, when he eats two kizesim of the same min in one halama, so he's only chayav one, whereas when he eats multiple kizesim of multiple lavim, even though it was in the same halama, he's still chayav a separate carbon for each one of them. It says Mishnah, chayav min echad minim harbi, we find a chomer by one min over many minim, if he ate half of a kezias and then he ate another half of a kezias, so mimin echad chayev. If it was with the same min, let's say it was half a zayas of chaylev and another half a zayas of chaylev, so he's going to be chayev because we combine those two half zayasim to be mechayev and makarbon. Whereas mishnei minin putter, if one half zayas was of, let's say, chaylev and the other half zayas was, let's say, noisar, so we don't combine these two different yisurim together and therefore he's putter. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.